Continuing with Asher Yotzar, Rav Shimshon Pinkus. I'm going to skip around, say a few words from Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Habracha Hashniya, the second bracha, Shem Baruch Adam Tekef Lekoimai Baboiker, the second bracha a person makes as soon as he wakes up, he Asher Yotzar as Adam Bechachma. Bracha Zuhi Habracha Hashchicha B'Yoshish Adam Mavarach. It's a bracha that people make very often, many times a day. You go to the bathroom every time you make the bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yotzer Es Adam B'Oifin U'B'Tzur K'Zu She'Kol Zman Katzu Nisgak L'Bracha Zu V'Asiba L'Kachi She'Kein Zuhi Bracha Al Etzem Guf Adam. This is a bracha that we make on the Etzem Guf Adam. Ela She'Matbeya Shtovah Chachamim B'Brichas Asher Yotzer Yeshana Nekuda Hatu'un Abir. Anu Ayrim Golu V'Yadul Nechisech V'Dach Shemi P'Seich Ayusim. I have Shalis Kayim Lamed of Fenecha. Lechaya Pashut Hu Shekachi Hamatzias. Ve'en Kaya Lekvias of the Velay Bakashi Kalishi. What are you asking? What's this bracha? What are you saying? You're saying a fact. Asher Yotzer Es Adam Bechachma Golu V'Yadul Lech Nechisech V'Dach. It's known in front of all of us. What's going on over here? This is like telling me facts. Okay, thank you very much. What is a bracha? What are we saying? We're saying facts about the body, that we couldn't survive without it. We don't find it by any other long brachas. Mavad is one other bracha. But birchas bari nefashis. Shechazal kavu baloshin shel bakosh el rak teir mitziuse bari nefashis. Rabbis lechazoyin akol mashe barasal hachris behem nevish golchai. And the Baruch Shem, he wants to sustain all the nefashis. He keeps everyone alive. So what was it? Why are these two brachas specifically? Bir inyan hukah. Yesh nam dvarom shebehem ein tzur b'vakosha. Ein tzarech b'vakosha. You don't have to ask a vakosha for it. You don't have to ask for some things. Why? Ela mi'etzim atzaris ha'metziyiz bar inyan me'elov. It's obvious as day. There's no vakosha you have to make. Ha'vakosha l'briyas ha'gov klula b'nusach shegolav yedua. To be healthy, it's b'nusach golav yedua. Ha'nekad b'ruch shem lo yikach. Ain't key in the Adam. If we didn't have, we weren't able to go to the bathroom, and we couldn't function the way our bodies are, there would be no life. We would not survive. End the story. Ain't key in the Adam. Divrei Havayachlan Tzrachim Lahachid Bem Nefesh Kol Chai. If we didn't have food, the Baruch Hashem didn't give food to sustain all living creatures, there wouldn't be any creatures. Emefshar Sei Yechidah Lachayis. It's integral in a person's life. Any life form needs sustenance. If there's no sustenance, you can't live. Valze ain't saying about kosher mufresh. You don't have to ask a specific about kosher for that. El dai be'etzem ha'tzara asher chayim heimida yizbarach. We're mentioning it. We're not asking that about kosher. There's some things we ask for. We ask for a baseball bat. We ask for money. We ask for health. Okay, but the thing is, the fact that we go to the bathroom, we're mentioning it, of course we have to be thankful to the Baruch Hashem for that. Chas v'shalom not to say that. But that's intrinsic. You don't have to ask about kosher. Because that's, without that, we can't live anyways. The same way he says with food, when you say Baruch Nefesh Kol Chai, when you say the same concept, you can't survive without it. Without food, we can't live. That's integral. All the extras, what we're going to call extras, that's not integral for the very basic form of living, that's where you have to have about kosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra L'Kim Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Living God. Kol Metzias HaChayim Sh'Adam Hi Chelek Me'achayim L'Yoyim. Anything that's alive down here has Chiyas from above in Shemayim. Chayim B'Tzoni P'yush HaKadosh Baruch Hu Reitzah Sh'Yichir B'nei Adam. L'Kay L'Kay Prayim Anush Metzias HaChayim Hu Dover HaShav L'Chol Nefesh. Life is equal to every nefesh. The basic life. HaHevdol B'nei Adam Hu Baruch HaChayim Hu Ramos HaChayim. Bedas or Bebris. What makes a difference between you and me and everyone else? The length of life, how strong a person is, his knowledge, his health, all these things can vary from person to person. But the actual very basic life, everyone has life. Anyone that's alive has life. Whether you have someone who's smart or not smart, they both have life. Between a healthy person and a sick person, a rich person and a poor person, they're all living with the will of the Baruch Hashem. But oisim devarim sheish hevdel lem ne adam yesh makon lakashal tefila zakas l'skosel l'kava. The things that make us different, each and every one of us different from each other, that's where you have a bakasha and you ask for. L'chaim of action, what's the first bracha we ask for in Shemini Esrei? Chaneinu me'itcha dea bina v'haskel, give me das. Some people have more, some people have much more, some people have less, some people have much less. That's a bakasha, I'm asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, give me das. It's not life. Giving me life, there's no life without life. And of course we thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, let's not misunderstand. Of course we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for life, but it's not in the form of a bakasha, you're saying. There are some that are zeichet to have das and some not. You have to have a bakasha. With health and with parnasa, this one has, this one doesn't. This one has more, this one has less. Shayachim tefila bakasha. So in these scenarios, it's shayach to have a tefila bakasha. Like avi etzem mitzias achayim between the actual life in heaven and the adam. Ubezeh dai bebracha. With this, it's enough. Again, you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But with this, it's enough of a bracha hamvates hargosha b'hayidiyah shebo adai kadosh bracha lein achayim. It's enough to have a make a statement that you understand a hargosha. I have a feeling and I know that without the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I have no life. I have nothing. That's what this, it's a, not about kosher, but it's a statement. It's a statement, a fact that I understand and I realize without the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm nothing. Golo v'yadua lefanecha, on a yoydin ba'ayfim barer, shalakiyim ha'guf b'turish mitzukhanas anuchel skayim. Without the guf, the way it forms, the way it performs properly, there's no, I can't survive. Shemi paseach, are you so saying, yashal iskayim lama lefanecha, me'ata in serif ba'kosher mefereshes, shalitzoincha shenichya v'adach le'nuchel lechish. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants people to live. If he didn't want people to live, then they're going to die immediately. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to give chiyus. That's a necessary thing that's needed. The Mabit by Sukkot. What is the Yom Tov of Sukkot all about? Pashtus Yom Tov of Sukkot, Klal Yisrael sat in the sukkah, but what is the Goyin and many others explain? That the Anani had covered. In the Midbar, Klal Yisrael had the Mayim, they had the Mon, and they had the Anani HaKovod. The Anani HaKovod followed them, the clouds, they followed Klal Yisrael, and they protected them. They, when enemies came to fight with them, they protected them. It says from the hot, from the cold. These Anani HaKovod were wonderful. And we sit in the sukkah to remind us of the Anani HaKovod. Fek them a bit. Why only do we have a Yom Tov for the Anani HaKovod? Why don't we have a Yom Tov for the Mon? We had mon, food that tasted like anything. Amazing food. You didn't have to go to the bathroom by that mon. Mayim, we had a water. There was a Be'er Miriam. Why? Where's Yom Tov? Do you know of any Yom Tov that we have for the Mayim and the mon? No? Zok to Mabit, you know why? He says this, he said. Shemshon Pinky says, Mabit, he said. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to live, that's Vaday. We're alive. He wants us to live. We have Hargosha, we understand that. We need water, and we need food. We needed the man, we needed food, and we needed water. Without that, we wouldn't have lived, and everyone would have died. Again, we should thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for that. We have to have our Hargosha pay for that. We have to understand that. But that's not about Hargosha. You know what we have a Yom Tov for, he says? We have a Yom Tov for the Nanei Kov. That was above and beyond. That showed the Rebbeinu Shel Olam loves Klal Yisrael. He gave them something extra. They didn't need to have the Nanei Kov. Had they not had the Nanei Kov, they wouldn't have been protected from the enemies. They would have had climate control issues. They would have had other issues. It was a beautiful thing to have, but it wasn't a necessity. That's why we have a Yom Tov of Sukkot, because that showed Chavivus. If you do something more than you have to, that shows chavivus. That's where you thank the person even more. If you, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was sort of kaviyachol, he had to give us food, he had to give us water, else there would be no chiyus. So that's not the same level of a thanks. It's a different type of thanks. Again, we want to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for living, but it's a different type. It's not together of bakasha. When we look and we think and we concentrate a little bit about the Nusach HaBracha, it's not a partial bracha, it's not a simple bracha. What's Chachma? Chachma, he musig ma'oit amok. It's a very deep concept. Not just man, like we discussed numerous times. Not just man was created by Chachma, but every living creature and everything in the Bria was created with Chachma. For us to stress that specifically man was created by Chachma. But Adam Yeshai Vita Miyuchim Ma'oid Lachachmas Abaye is Barach, Yosik of Yachim Machunim of Flosh Yeshba Ein Seifiyah Shachachma. Zehu, in Kenapi Shute Beer Hemshah Habracham, Nekavim Chalim Chalim. But Adam Yeshna Milyone Toyim, there are millions of cells in a person. Nekavim Chalulim Chalulim. Kiyoim kva yedua, it's known today. Gamlu madanim shebe moyach levad medubar al kmoish tom be mitzvah and 21 afosim. There are 21 zeros with a number in front of it, amount of cells in a brain. Vizehu beseich moyach shel tinnik, and this is in the brain of a tinnik, a small child. Sheloy ledabra moyach shel dabra moyach shel mevugar, someone older is even more cells. What does Golu V'Yadua mean? Golu V'Yadua should be everything. Everything is Golu V'Yadua to the Baruch Hashem. Gam Abirchas HaMoisi Lechem in Haaretz. When you say Moisi Lechem in Haaretz, you should say Golu V'Yadua L'Fan Echa Shem Moiti Tien in Lechem Amos Miro. You should make a bracha. HaMoisi Lechem in Haaretz Golu V'Yadua L'Fan Echa. It's known She'im Moisi Tien in Lechem Amos Miro. I'm going to die from hunger if you don't give me food. And we say it. V'chein ha-bercha she-hakal, go, live it out now, she must be in the meat. Mayim, almost be some of you. You're not going to give me water. I'm going to die of thirst. Adua, poi, milim, elu, then mori, dafki, bercha she-yotza. Why do we say specifically these words by she-yotza? Hamuvim bezeh, hu she-yak, she-shem is-baruch, ma-atzma, yudea, tam, agodol, v'niflu, hu ha-pela, ha-nikru, Adam. Only the Rebbeinu Shalom truly understands the pela, the wonderment of what we call Adam, man. Oysim mechunim misuveches, olim l'daski, al af shem areches hamnum, me'oshavim shel chalilis, hatosel l'yerach, hidavar godol v'otzen, ach lazehu ke'en ke'efes l'umas nefosh and yuracham is galish, but tipa achas ha'yesin ne'od. When we talk about man, it's such a pella, such a wonderment. Only the Rebbeinu Shalom has a understanding. And that's why we say specifically, when we're talking about the Yetzirah of man, do we say these words of Golu V'Yadua. We thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, make this bracha that we're healthy. That we have 248 Evarim. Ushasagidim. Vishonu Briyas Aguf, and we're healthy. Kedaili, Hizokhe Bizman, Shahainu Choylim. We have to remember when we're sick. To remember that when we get healthy, we should appreciate it. When Baruch Hashem people are healthy, they don't appreciate it. When a person is sick, Chas Hashem, he has a terrible machla, or even not such a terrible machla. A person has the flu, le'aleinu, you feel like you're going to die. You feel like, and you think you're never going to get past it. When you're healthy, we don't have to think about it and appreciate it. Adam choyle magish at kamo hu ein yeshavim mumar. Ke'esh kishu beryu hu ein yimavim zayis. Av rega shu nasa choyle kishu koyev le'i mashu hu pashu le'shavim klum. Everything is worth it when a person is sick.
Is that why we get sick? So we could appreciate being well?
That's one of the reasons probably the Baruch Hashem sends us a message. That's probably correct. Mm-hmm. The Baruch Hashem gives us lots of good and we don't realize there's a famous story.
So we shouldn't take it for granted.
There's a famous story that says that there was a fellow who was on the 50th floor in a big, tall skyscraper. And he fell asleep during the day at work, shame on him. And he woke up and it's late at night and everything's locked up and he can't get out of his own building. He stopped on the 50th floor. So he opens up the window. I don't know why the window's open, but he opens up the window and he starts yelling down. They can't hear him down there. He's 50 stories up. They don't even hear him. He doesn't know what to do. There's no phone. The phone system's down. No cell phone. Doesn't know what to do. He has a lot of money sitting with him. He takes dollar bills and he starts throwing it out the window. And you see just a flurry of dollar bills. And these people see on the street, people are running to catch it, no one looks up. They pick it up off the floor, no one even looks up. He's sitting there yelling and waving, no one even looks up. The guy takes out 20s, he takes out 50s, he takes out 100s. And it's flying, there's thousands and thousands of dollars. People are taking, they're pushing each other on the, getting it off the ground, getting it off the
wait,
no one's looking up. He says, this is not working. He takes some, he finds some rocks in his office and some other hard stuff that have no value, and he starts throwing it down at the people. He hits a couple of people, they look up and they start yelling at him. What are you doing? You're hitting rocks! And he's waving and he's making signs SOS. And then they realize that he's up there. The Rebbeinu Shalom throws money down at us. We're silly, we don't realize it. We don't appreciate it. We just look on the floor, we pick it up, we think it came from nowhere. We don't appreciate it. Sometimes the Rebbeinu Shalom has to throw rocks at us, okay? You have to get something that's not so good, that we don't appreciate it, and we get hit on the head, and we go, ow! And then you say, oh, right. There is someone above him. I gotta thank him for the money. He tries to be good to us, the Rebbeinu Shalom, but it's us that we don't appreciate it, and therefore sometimes he has to send us messages. Zeu gam shvach yuchad Hashem yizbarach. Sha'as ha'isonu kashu ba'ifin tibi alal ha'asik ha'isonu kol yoy mechol rega v'nisim in a flight every day. The Rebbeinu Shalom does tremendous nisim in a flight. Shvach miyuchad ha'kashu ha'isbarach ha'boros odin ba'ifin shekol azman hu yistarach was his ain of the barri. Bria kezu she'akol ba v'chines nes. It's all a nes. Nes keep shoot that miracle. We don't realize that. We think that's not a miracle. Golu v'yodil alof neich yisech ha'vadech ha'ashim yipaseich ha'chol mehem. O yisaseim ha'chol mehem yi understands the extent of how he machazik us every moment. Baruch atah Hashem, roifei chol basur machlas. Atu huzeh shemerapa oisi. You're the one who healed me, the Rebbeinu Shalom. Atu huzeh shoisi miploim. B'chol regav regav. You're the one who does wonderments every moment. Pilei ploim. Not just ploim, but pilei ploim. If one of the organs, they shut down, they close up. It applies to Ruchnius also. Tayag mitzvahs, Ramach mitzvahs, say, Risham mitzvahs, let's say, Golub yadu lufnech, Yisra v'dachshim, say, Chachmem, Imrak yipasach ha-roish, v'dikonu v'machshov ro'achas, if you have a bad thought that goes into our mind. Ka'odam hubach liyish Russia, person can become a Russia. Yevshal iskayim amin lufadech, am a meila? Baruch atah Hashem roifei chol basa. Terape es ha-basa shali, we ask the Rebbeinu Shalom, heal us. So, we shouldn't have our ruchnius shouldn't be shut up. Shouldn't be shut down. We don't want our ruchnius to be shut. We have to down for that too. The bracha of Hashiyotza, we have to realize we should be davening not just for ruchnius, not just for gashmius, but for ruchnius as well. It says in the Goyim, Chalulim, Chalulim. The words Chalulim, Beis, Pa'amim, it says it twice, is the Gematria Ramach. It says in the Torah, she'ein eiver, she'ein lechol, afilu hasayir she'ish lechol. Mufishal kol eivar, meinois nishal, HaGadosh Baruch Hu lukach, tiknish yu kolim kan kol eivar. When we say chalulim, chalulim, we're applying to every single part of our body. All Ramach Yivar. Golu v'yadua, golu mashe v'golu v'yaduhu mashe v'sei. So we say golu v'yadua. What is golu? It's revealed v'yadua, and it is known. Golu means hu mashe v'golu, what is revealed. V'yadua, hu mashe v'sei. It's also known to the Rebbeinu Shalom what is hidden. Lifnei chisei chavidecha. Mashe maskirim kan kisei akoved v'birchas atzitzor. Why do we mention, we had this question already many times, why do we mention the kisei hakovod in the bracha of Asher Yotzer? Hula afukei midas ha'ayim shehakadosh baruch hu. We already said this outside, but this is in the Goy. Hula afukei midas ha'ayim shehakadosh baruch hu. Yeshu sheyesh giachal oilam hashofel. Lekach anu ayim shafil nechizei chavedecha. People think the Rebbeinu Shalom is not hashkach. He doesn't have a charger when we're in the bathroom. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not here. Shafil ha'malachim ha'gvayim oin de merocha kama rivirot pasar. Shafil ha'misham hu mashkiach ha'zorom shfeilam keil. Rebbeinu Shalom is mashkiach over every little thing. Even the low things Rebbeinu Shalom is mashkiach over. And we end the bracha ma'afli la'asayis. She is pliya ba'odom. There is a pella, wonderment in the onim. Shari ha'nishama ein etzriyach ha'lechel el ha'gof. The neshama doesn't have to eat, he says. Ve'ava b'kein. In lo'y ha'yoyich la'arba ha'chamish yamim. A person doesn't eat for 4 or 5 days. His neshama flies out of him. Why does his neshama leave? His neshama doesn't need the food. His guf needs the food. Why is the neshama kid that the guf is not eating? You're not eating the guf. The neshama is a separate entity. Why is he here? Elisha Kadosh Baruch Hu ziv ugam yachad shetargish neshama v'tzerach eguf. But that's the point. There's a melding together of the neshama and the guf And if the guf doesn't eat for 4 or 5 days, the neshama won't survive. It said in the Siach Yitzchak, "Dagam she'api mishtar ha'teva yeshminei chaloyim she'ein lam full klal." Even though by the nature there are many, there are certain sicknesses that there's no refuah for. Achu yisbarach roifei chol basar. We say he's a roifei chol basar ve'ein lispalei al koyach ha'mayelam ha'teva. The person creates all men, he also is able to heal. Doesn't mean he will heal. Has to show that people will die.
Well,
and people die from sicknesses.
Then,
sorry?
If there's no cure for it, then Hashem isn't healing.
The Rebbeinu can heal. He can still make a miracle. The point that what we're pointing out is that the Rebbeinu has the capabilities to heal. The Rosh Hashanah could decide now is not the time, and this person's time is up. People don't live forever. That's why the Rosh Hashanah created the world. But the Rosh Hashanah has the capabilities. He's the Kol Yochel. It says in the Mogen Avraham, "V'kavonos kosed anashama nenes miruchnis hamaychol v'haguf nena migashmis hamaychol." He says when a person eats, the neshama has hanor from the ruchnis hamaychol, and the guf has hanor from the gashmis hamaychol. U'mikoyal zeh kshurim zeh b'zeh hamaychol. The food somehow connects them. He says, "It says in the Be'er Moshe, in Parshas Beshalach, Pasuk says." Kol hamachal lo asher samti b'mitzrayim lo osim olecha ki ani Hashem roifecha. The Pasuk says that kol machal asher samti b'mitzrayim, all any of the diseases that I, the Rebbeinu Shalom, placed in Mitzrayim, I will not lo osim olecha. I will not bring it upon you ki ani Hashem roifecha, because I am Hashem, your healer. The Rebbeinu Shalom is a healer. The Be'er Moshe says that half of the Gevurah. What does Rashi mean that if Hashem brings affliction, it will be as if He did not bring it? Rashi says that the Medrash explains that Hashem says that if He brings affliction, it will be as if it did not happen. Why? It will be as if it did not happen because Hashem is our healer. What does it mean? The simple pshat is, the Pasuk is teaching us that Hashem is our healer, and we must learn Torah and follow the mitzvahs so that we will be saved from diseases. That's the Pasuk pshat. But the Be'er Moshe says like this. The main purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing afflictions is for one to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and acknowledge that He is the master of the universe, like we explained before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring many afflictions upon the Mitzrayim. He brought Dam, Tzvadeya. They weren't getting it. They continuously denied the existence of Bereshit. Pari said, God who? Who's God? He made like he didn't know who He was. Continuously denied it. Klal Yisrael, on the other hand, do not need affliction to see the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom heaps good upon them, and they understand that all comes from Hashem. By Klal Yisrael being machniyah themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and realizing it, and understanding that, then, lo yosim alecha ki ani Hashem efecha, I am your healer, zok the Rebbeinu Shalom. If we understand that, if we acknowledge the Rebbeinu Shalom is in the world, and He runs the world, we won't have to have like the Mitzrayim. There was never poor Mitzrayim who couldn't get it, and they just didn't get it, maka after maka after Maka, we get it. And if we get it, the Rebbeinu Shalom has no reason to bring terrible machlis upon us. It says in the Birchas Chaim, Vazantam in Parshas Vahechar Parshas Vayeshev, Vazantam in Mitzvoyes of Shemarat Lechol Chucha Vahal Machla Asher Santi Mishan Le'osam Melecha Ki Ani Hashem Refecha. If one listens to the mitzvahs of Hashem, the 248 mitzvahs Hasei, and he heeds the Chukim, the 365 mitzvahs Lais Hasei, he will be saved from all diseases. Where is the pasuk end? Ki ani Hashem roifecha. I am your healer. I am Hashem, your healer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Torah because He is the healer of nefashos. Each person's neshama came down to this world to be healed and achieve a complete tikkun. That's the purpose. We're here for a purpose. We have to have a tikkun. The other nations of the world only have the 7 mitzvahs of the Noach, which are mitzvahs sichlius, mitzvahs of rationality. You can understand them. However, Klal Yisrael has zeichet to receive special medicine with which to achieve a complete healing and tikkun of the neshamas to the Torah HaKadosh in the 613 mitzvahs of Torah. A doctor will tell a sick person to avoid that which may be detrimental to his health, as well as what he should ingest, like medicine, which will help him get better. So too, Klal Yisrael, we give him 365 mitzvahs, like I say, things which we must not do, and they are detrimental to our health. We are also given the mitzvahs that say, which are actions that we take in an active role in healing us. So the same way when we have certain things are good for your body and certain things are bad, It's the same thing with your neshama. We have asay, mitzvahs asay, do those, and those are good for us, and stay away from the 365 lois asays. The Eitz Yosef says the purpose of affliction is to cure Klal Yisrael of the spiritual malaise that caused them to sin in the first place. He says that the afflictions are remedial, not punitive. They're not punitive damaging. They're not to get us. They're remedial. It's to help us. It's to heal us. It's to get us back to where we need to be. It says in the Baal Turim, Ki ani Hashem Refecha, the pay is soft. It's a soft pay. There's no dogish. Without a dogish. Because the healing of the Rebbein, from the Rebbein Shalom is soft. As opposed to the healing from a human being, which is hard and comes with pain. Therefore, when Torah discusses a physical doctor, the pasuk uses a dogish pay. Yerapeh, yerapeh has a dogish. You want to know why? Because when a human being heals, a doctor heals, v'derech hateva, there's also some pain that comes along with it. As opposed to the Rebbein Shalom, he can heal without any pain. It says in the Shlach HaKadosh, there are two parts of a person. The first part is a place of ruchnius, a beis chelik gashmius, is a place of gashmius. Shnei mini nekavim, shnei mini chalol, ma'echav makom gashmi, a beis makom ruchni. V'hinei gam ba'odim elyo, yesh ki yaitse b'zeh, ivarim pnimim ve'ivarim mizgalim. The person, whatever he has down here, also has in Shemayim, like he said. What's down here is up here. There's a mirror. Everything is mirrored. He says a little bit weiter. Aval haguf hamalvish es haneshama hanikur basar adam. Al basar adam la'isa, ze ein la'yachizah b'kedusha. Al ze amarefi kol basar. B'shigam hu basar yesh la'yir fuli konus b'kedusha. A basar, flesh, can have kedusha. Ke'enin d'tnan matzilin tik ha'sefer im ha'sefer. You can save the tik, the cover, the holder of the sefer with the sefer. The ruchnius, the neshama, is the main part of what we really have to focus on. That's what we really are. We have to make out if an neshama is kedusha, it's going to take our guf with to the right place. It says in the Soyi Cherish Mavoidin, V'zeh kol ha'adam kishiz bayin ha'chachma nefla v'vush ha'barish b'ach v'tzit adam ach b'chol ha'bir sheb'oilam ha'ivarim v'hagidim e'chein nestayru v'nivru b'chachma nefla b'prat e'varim ha'pniyim sh'kol beri b'vadei roi l'halav l'oir liba l'ten shvachim v'hidarish ha'barish b'ach hazeh l'kein kishayim ha'adam ha'tevis ashiyotze as adam b'chachma yichavim ha'chshaf. The person, when he says the words ashiyotze as adam b'chachma, he should have in his mind g'vurish Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, with great simcha. That we are the holy nation, that we're the ones that can serve God. A person's thought stands at the pinnacle of the world. It's more important than dibur. Of course, you have to have dibur. Without dibur, you don't have anything. But the main thing is the machshava. The actions and the words are nothing. Someone kills another soul on purpose, he chayv misa. If he does it by mistake, he's potter. Even though people saw he killed with his hand, he was a shaggy. He did it by mistake. Why is he potter? What's the difference? He killed. He killed another person. Because his mind didn't want to do it. He gets killed for the mice, not just the thought alone, he won't get killed. The person thinks about killing another person, he won't get killed. But when he kills him, we know he's been mazed. He did it on purpose, now he gets killed because the machshava is the ikar. Says in the Rabbeinu Menoyach, "Lefnei chisei chivaydecha, nakat lashon zel ramis ki mekar hanefashis hu lefnei kisei chivaydei." The source of nefashis is the kisei chivaydei. We say if the stuff that when we go to the bathroom wouldn't come out, the excrement, we would die. The Baruch Shem watches our goof and we shouldn't become sick. This is the Rebbe Yekar. The pillar of what the Rebbe Shalom created, and we're able to separate the good from the food and the bad from the food. In Parshas Bichukos, it says, "Nasati sholim ba'aretz rishchatam imarid." I will provide peace in the land, and you will lie down with none to frighten you. What is sholim? What is peace? What is peace? The Ksav Sefer says, peace refers to peace of the Torah. Shalom of Torah. What does that mean? Most arguments stem from one's jealousy of his friend. One being jealous of his friend is a jealousy of things in this world. Those who toil in Torah are not jealous of another's physical accomplishment or attainment. One is to come to peace through the Torah HaKadosh, like the Gemara in Bracha says, those who learn Torah bring more peace to the world. It says in the Ben Ish Chai, the letters of the word Nesati Shalom Ba'aretz, Shalom and Eretz are the same letters as Oitzah Shalom, complete storehouse. This is a remnant of the place where all of the Shefim above are gathered, is called an Oitzah. It's a complete Oitzah. What are we going? What are we getting at over here?
What's an Oitzah?
An Oitzah is a storehouse. It says in the Maram Shik, Hashem will give strength to his nation, Hashem will bless his nation with peace. Chazal say that oiz means teir, Hashem oiz la moyitain, Hashem yivarach ha-samay va-shalom. Shalom is created in this world when one needs assistance from another. When one helps his friend out, he strengthens his friend and creates shalom. We ask the Kaddish Baruch when I have a rabbi, we say, V'sein chalkeinu b'sar yisefa, give us a portion in our Torah, in your Torah. Our portion, chalkeinu, our portion. Every yid has a portion in Torah. Shalom, what's shalom? It's actually shalom ba'aretz. Shalom means a peace between ourselves, our guf, and our neshama, as well as our neshama and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It says in the Chas de Yavas, Mori de Givars from the Ben Ish Chai, he says, when it says, a Yorei Shemayim, someone who's a God-fearing man, he says, a Yorei Shemayim, he fears Shemayim. How do you say he fears Shemayim, the heavens? Why don't you say he's a Yorei Hashem? People say that also. What is Yorei Shemayim? He's a Yorei Shemayim. It's just a weird, strange concept. Why are we saying those words? He fears Hashem. Say, call me Yorei Hashem. He says it's
Shem. Is that another name for Hashem?
Shemayim? No. Shemayim is the heavens. Could be, maybe there are times it could be used to it, but it's not Yorei Hashem, it's Yorei Hashem. Yorei Shemayim means from the heavens. The Baruch Shalom is in the heavens. It's not the Baruch Shalom. So the word Shemayim is made up of Eish and Mayim. That's what the word Shemayim is made up of, Eish and Mayim. It's put together. By nature, these are two substances that are diametrically opposed and should not be able to coexist as a unit. It is only because of the Yiras Hashem that the fire and water stay together. They're scared. They have no choice in Shemayim. They stay together because they have no choice. In the same way, one who attains his higher level Yiras Shemayim and follows the Ratz in Hashem, even when it goes against the very grain of his nature, he receives the title of a Yiras Shemayim. He's called a Yiras Shemayim because he's able to overcome. He's scared of Hashem, and therefore he's able to take Shemayim, fire and water, something that is going against the very grain of his nature. He says, my body wants to do physical things. I want to follow my titus. And he says, no, I'm not going to do it. That's what Shalom is. Shalom is peace between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're going to end with the Darkei Moshe. Revi Chabosim HaFidasa, Shepliya Gedeli, Yimah Shashem Be'al Koshe, HaNeshama Shu Ruchni. The Ribbono Shel Olam connects, he ties together the Neshama, which is Ruchni, is the Guf Shul Gashmi, with the Guf, which is Gashmi. So they have Maichel V'Hamishna and Shum B'Zeh V'Zeh, through food and drink, they're connected. Ki HaNeshama Nenes Mi'Ruchni Samaichel, V'HaGuf Mi'Gashmi Samaichel, V'Zeh Hu Aydeh Shashem Be'al Roifei Chol Basar. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the healer of all Basar. V'Oz Kesha Adam Baku Abriyas and a person will not go away from that the tirda of Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. What do we learn from this bracha? Unbelievable things. Rabbi Hashem is a pella when he makes, what did he do? He connects the guf and the neshama. The guf and the neshama are two diametrically opposed things. The neshama wants complete ruchnias. The guf wants complete gashmias. We have to take the neshama and make it stronger. We have to become a yorei shamayim. We have to go above it. We want to create shalom, peace between. The Rabbi Hashem created peace. He allows it to work in tandem. It makes no sense. That's what we have to accomplish. We have to create shalom. We have to create shalom between our neshama and our guf. The neshama should overpower the guf, and the ruchnis is what should be the first and foremost, and therefore we'll have shalom between us and the Rebbeinu Shalom. What an unbelievable bracha. Some of these kavanas, if we have, when we make this bracha, of what it really stands for, that connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that when we go to the bathroom, that he makes it that we could live, and we survive with our neshama. The neshama is part, is the main part of us, but our guf is connected, it's intertwined, it's all one being, the Rebbeinu Shalom created. Have a good night.